Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. The panel is over, but we have two incredible guests who will make it seem like it hasn't gone anywhere. And they are here to tell us about Harbinger Theater and the closing out of their fourth season with an amazing piece of work called Swing State by Pulitzer Prize finalist Rebecca Gilman and directed by Brian Sheldon. In the play, recently widowed Peg tends to the native plants in her 40-acre rural Wisconsin prairie backyard, her solitary days interrupted only by visits from a family friend with a checkered past. When a mysterious theft alerts the authorities, a string of events unfold that forever changes their lives. Swing State marks Harbinger's 18th Capital Region premiere. Performances will be held at Sand Lake Center for the Arts from November 14th through the 23rd with a free preview on November 13th. To tell us more, we welcome Harbinger co-founder Patrick White and actor Robin Leary playing Peg. Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us. What a delight to have you both here.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to be here.
Thanks so much. So, Patrick, begin by telling me of how this particular show came to Harbinger.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Rebecca Gilman. I use her in my acting class all the time. There was a play called Twilight Bowl about six young women in a bowling alley setting, which I was dying to do, but casting and building a bowling alley were challenging me. And then I came across this play and is just perfect for us. It's great casting. It was, you know, we had, I could think of the actors, and it's just a great piece about how we live now. I'm always leery about starting conversations as far as what you can talk about in public anymore. Do you mention, you know, how you feel about things? I know where I work, you're not allowed to talk about politics in the break room. And I just feel like my theater has to have things that you need to talk about. And that's what Swing State is.
So when I read this, when I read this line in the introduction about the 18th Capital Region premiere, why is that so important for Harbinger?
Oh, I love new plays. There's nothing more exciting than going into a theater. Lights go down. You have no idea what's going to happen. You have no experience with it beforehand. You haven't seen a previous production. You haven't read the book, seen the movie. You don't know what's going to go on. And it makes you think. It makes you grapple with ideas and feelings that you've never encountered before. Among those 18 premieres, there's like 10 playwrights who have never been produced in the Capital Region. Rebecca Gilman is a genius playwright, and her last production was 15 years ago at the Theater Barn in New Lebanon. They did Boy Gets Girl. And I just think it's so important to have new works. We've done two world premieres, a U.S. premiere, and for a small community theater, that's just my jam.
And I mean, it is also, here's my view on it, which feel free to disagree with, although it's complimentary, so I don't think you should. But that is that, I mean, what I find fascinating is that an audience, often audiences like to go see what they know and what they are familiar with. And but by you doing premieres and doing them well, there is a trust that that forms and a bond that forms where if your name is on it, then they feel that they can trust and say, well, you wouldn't be asking us to buy a ticket and come out and see this if you did not feel it was worthwhile.
Thank you so much. Our last show, Deep Blue Sound, which we're going to the Berkey Awards tonight. It was nominated for three Berkeys.
The Berkeys?
Yes! It was at Steamer No. 10 Theater, which is in my backyard. It's two blocks from where I live. And neighbors coming up to me, thank you so much for doing these plays. We don't go to the city anymore, and without you, we wouldn't see these plays and have experienced this material.
Peg Smith is a character in this play. Robin Leary plays Peg. Robin, what is it like to be in this character?
It's I'm really enjoying the opportunity as a character actor. I'm particularly pleased to have the opportunity to do a more major role. And she's complicated, as all the characters are, really. It's a great cast to work with, great company to work with. And as you were just talking about, so many of the established theaters have pressure financially to provide something that they are sure that people will come and buy a ticket for. And so it's very nice to have new works that you can explore.
So it's a good thing that the Harbinger is rolling in cash.
Yeah. Our deep pockets.
Tell us a little bit about Peg. Tell us about this woman.
Well, she is apparently fairly recently retired. Her husband, Jim, died about a year prior to the play's time. And as you mentioned in the introduction, approximately 20 years before that, they were able to purchase this small segment of remnant prairie, original prairie land, surrounded by commercial farms who have taken away most of the remnant prairie in the area. And so in order to preserve this little patch, they have to manage it, take out all the invasives and replant some native seeds and such. And in the course of that, she is witnessing firsthand the effects of climate change and habitat loss. Things are disappearing all the time, which is very disappointing to her and depressing. Along with the loss of her husband, she's having a very hard time in this play.
And for the talk a little bit about the other cast members of the...
Yeah, Leo Hernandez plays Ryan, who is Peg's next-door neighbor, probably a couple hundred yards away. And he is recently out of prison. He's a recovering alcoholic, and they are best friends. Leo has been a family friend since he was 6 years old and helps her on the prairie. He's getting back on his feet. And the other two characters are the police. Lisa Bryke plays Sheriff Chris, who has known Peg all her life and is on the other side of perhaps political feelings. And her niece is Danny, who's a recent deputy. So it's a family. I mean, it's a community that they've all known each other for 20, 30, 40 years. And they find themselves at odds with each other through the course of the play and how they deal with each other. It takes place during COVID. And
you start... If I have this right, November 13th is the free preview, and then the 14th through the 23rd.
Correct.
And you like how it's where it's headed right now?
Oh my gosh, it's in such a good place. Don't listen, Robin. We had Sand Lake had a holiday merchant market yesterday, and
yes,
there were 80 vendors, and we were out all day in the rain promoting the show. And I walked in at night. They had tech, and it was, you know, stunning. And it's a great group of actors, two that are new to Harbinger. I'm just really excited. We don't have a bowling alley, but we have a beautiful set designed by Adam Koons. And he borrowed stuff from Proctor's Collaborative Scene Shop, who helps out community theaters. We have 10 kitchen cabinets, a fridge, a stove, and a sink. So almost as good as a bowling alley.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Very, very good stuff. Harbinger Theater closing out its fourth season with Swing State by Rebecca Gilman, directed by Brian Sheldon. Excuse me. Performances held at Sand Lake Center for the Arts from November 14th through the 23rd. A free preview on November 13th. You can go to actingclasswithpatrickwhite.net for more information. Actingclasswithpatrickwhite.net for more information. Patrick and Robin, thank you so much for being with us. What a delight to have you on the program. Have a wonderful performances, break legs and all that.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you. Again, you can find out more by going to actingclasswithpatrickwhite.net, November 14th through the 23rd. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.